This stern-faced studio portrait shows Florence Porter's mother, Anne. Anne was once a young woman preparing to sail from England to Australia with her husband, Henry Jolly, their two small children, and several of Henry's family. They were among the many mid-19th century UK migrants making this long and hazardous journey. The Jollies arrived in Melbourne in 1863, after an uncomfortable voyage. They eventually settled in the Singleton area, but not without considerable heartache. Like so many migrant children, baby Margaret had become ill aboard ship. She died soon after the family arrived in Australia. Anne undoubtedly felt very far from her own family at such a sad time. A poignant poem, said to have been handed down through Anne's female descendants, reflects these feelings of loneliness and loss.
From A Letter from Home. To know that through solitude, sadness or danger, the thoughts of his kindred have followed him still. The balm that can soften the sorrow of parting may often be found in a letter from home.
It's not surprising that Anne Jolly and the Porter women maintained contact with some of their English relatives throughout their lives. Polly, the daughter of Anne's sister Mary, sent regular Christmas and birthday greetings.
Dear Aunt, just a simple card wishing you very many happy returns of your birthday from your loving niece.
A number of cards such as this can be seen in the Miss Porter's house collection. Sadly, Henry Jolly died in 1884, leaving Anne pregnant with their 11th child. At first, she remained on the family property, Hollingwood, later moving to Singleton with her dependent children. Anne was experienced in dressmaking, and she probably used these skills to sustain her young family. Her great-granddaughter recalls,
"They were all into doing a lot of needlework. Mum helped her aunt in Singleton."
Anne remarried in 1894 to James Hilder, a local farmer. When he died in 1924, Anne was widowed for the second time and spent her remaining years living with daughter Florence and her granddaughters in what is now Miss Porter's house. She died in 1927, leaving her furniture to Ella and Hazel Porter. Unfortunately, the furniture was not itemised in her will, but it's possible that the Victorian armchair on view in the front bedroom was Anne's.